KJW Mobile.
KJW, this is KO4 WTQ.
WTQ, W4DJW. Good afternoon.
Beautiful day.
There's some clouds over here in Greer. I don't know where you are, but green grass and blue sky. Beautiful sky. Beautiful sun out. It's a pretty day.
I only see a few little clouds there off to the west.
North and some to the west, but where I am, it's all blue sky. Should be flying right now. There are seaplanes, not full scale. I'm retired, just making a quick trip out to run some errands. How about you?
I'm down here in my dorm. I'm in Brunswick, Georgia, or Coral Springs, Florida. I'm going to have some back surgery. That's what I'm down here with my daughter. Career.
Is that just north of Fort Myers?
It's kind of north and west of maybe Boca Raton.
So there's one I went, they got an airfield over there. My in-laws lived in, well, my mother-in-law still lives there. My father-in-law passed. But they live in Fort Myers. We went to an airfield just north of there. I can't remember the name of it, but it was something like what you said.
I can't remember the name of it. I'm retired from the FAA. Used to do automation. But I can't think of anything about that now.
Retired?
Let's say about 5 years.
About a 2 year jump on me. I'm thinking I'm starting my third year. I retired in September of 2022.
I retired about 2020. My partner's gone. I actually do.
But then I found things to get engaged with other, and it kind of replaced it. But I thought I'd be different than everybody else and not miss it at all, but that didn't happen.
Yep, time's short. Take care of your partner.
10 years younger than me, so we plan on her being around a lot longer than me, because the guy usually goes first, huh?
True. Mine had this PSP, Parkinson's. It's a high-speed Parkinson's. Causes rigidity. It's a really rare version of it.
For that, I hope she didn't suffer much.
I think she did.
Alzheimer's, and she passed away about 5 years ago. And she stayed with us the first 7 of 10 years that she had it. And it got really difficult in the 7th year.
Sorry to hear that.
Work, take care of her, but it got to a point to where she needed a professional. You got to realize sometimes, at some point, you got to realize that it's above your head, above your capability.
I get what you're saying. I was in assisted living with her for the last 2 years.
My mother had to begin with, in the beginning stages, she had assisted living, but it progressed into memory care unit, and she didn't stay there long before she passed.
Let your wife on some cruise ships or something, man. I mean, time is short.
All of those. We went to France, spent some time over there in Europe, did a bunch of that stuff. We both traveled a lot while we were working. So settling down is more of a vacation than going somewhere. And she's got like 2 more years before she retires because she's younger than me. But she's looking forward to it. I'm telling her, enjoy it while it lasts, because when you retire, you're going to miss it. And she's saying, no, I won't. And I'm saying, yes, you will.
What do you do after you retire? If you go do a bunch of things with her and be active, she won't miss it.
Both visited a lot of different places outside of the United States. There are places like Mount Rushmore. I've seen the Grand Canyon. She hasn't seen the Grand Canyon yet. The Badlands. There's just a lot of places in the U.S. that we haven't been. Yellowstone. I'd love to go to Yellowstone in the winter. I had a boss that did that one time. She brought back pictures. It was beautiful. So those are the kinds of things we want to do. We want to do the traveling inside the U.S. rather than outside of the U.S.
Well, I took one sailing trip, I think it was two summers ago, down to St. Lucia, where I delivered a boat down there. And then I'd like to get mine repaired, maybe do some of that again. I stopped at St. Croix and St. Kitts and French Guadeloupe and, I can't think of the other one. St. Lucia.
JW4WTQ. Well, there's another guy on here. His name's Dave. His call is KJ4YQK. Does a lot of sailing. He wants to go up the intercoastal waterways. You can sail up the east coast, I think, behind or just inside of the ocean. And he said there's a way you can get up through there. You can sail all the way up the coast.
Yeah, sail up to ICW.
He lost his wife unexpectedly. They're both kind of young. Something happened with cancer, I think, and she passed away. And that's one of the things he was wanting to do with her, and he still wants to fulfill that dream, probably most likely in her memory.
Smaller sailboat, because there's some restrictions. I think, let me see if I can remember. The mast height can be no more than 64 feet, and the keel can't be any more than 5 feet.
The keel, isn't it?
It isn't. You'll be running aground some places.
To have a short keel and be stuck. I don't know what happens when you get stuck in a sailboat.
Wait for the tide to change.
On the boat, or a way to get to shore. You were sailing?
Practically not at all.
Reminds me of that. There's a movie called Water World. Did you see that? Fills up with water, and dry land is like a commodity that is in rare supply, and people live on boats, and they have to fish. That's where they get their food, by fishing.
I used to scuba dive a lot. I don't hardly do that anymore now, though. I've got back problems.
In South Dakota, Kiwi, they sunk a Chinese junk up at Lake Kiwi. And he used to go up there and dive down through it. I think it was like 60 feet or something like that. It's pretty deep.
Very enjoyable. KO4WTQ.
My picture's down there, too, with flashlight, so you could see what he was. They used to have underwater pumpkin carving contests up there. So you'd get your scuba gear on, and you'd take a pumpkin and a knife, and you'd go underwater. I guess it's because, cleaning out the inside of the pumpkin pretty easy if you're underwater, right?
That. Maybe that works.
Right there, we'd watch the pumpkins as they come out. They go in with a knife and a pumpkin and come out with a carved pumpkin.
I was lucky. I was stationed in Okinawa when I was in the military, man. We spent for 18 months almost every weekend diving for lobster.
And cook them?
Absolutely. Back then, when was it that year? It was like in the 70s, and we still had control of the island after WW2, and there were practically no rules for us.
Good when you cooked them, when you caught it yourself. Hunger is probably the main ingredient to a good meal.
Great.
We did when I was a Boy Scout. We'd go up to Mount Pisgah Forest, and we would cross streams and trails and stuff like that, and we'd catch our own trout out of the river that runs down Mount Pisgah, and cooking that up and eating it after you've been hiking all day. That was the best meal ever.
KB2HXS. Hey, didn't you see Ghostbusters? Don't you know you're not supposed to cross the streams?
Why's that?
You gotta watch the movie. It was supposed to be a joke, Dave. I'm sorry.
Oh, that was too right over my head. I saw a car fly over the highway on Long Island coming into New York from Long Island on a video, and I thought of you. It was a highway, like a 4 or 8 lane highway or something like that, and the car that had a dash cam going down the highway, and a car just flew over the top of both of their lanes and both of the lanes next to them. Through there. Have you seen that?
That would be the infamous 495, better known as the LIE, Long Island Expressway.
I think that's what they called it. KO4WTQ's in there, too.
Oh, good evening. I just wanted to jump in here and just razz you a little bit about crossing the streams thing. But all right, you guys pick it up. I'm over here at the grandkids. We just pulled in, dropping some fried chicken off.
No, I got to go. It's my daughter's birthday, and I got to start cooking. 73, KO4WTQ.
Dave, good talking to you. Enjoy the grandkids.
Oh, yeah, it's just a stop and run. We're just dropping a bucket of chicken off. It's $5 a bucket a day at Harris Teeter, so even though we got 3 buckets, we're dropping one off.
Fine, I don't know how long I'm be here, but when you get back out, I might still be sitting in line.
Oh, no, I'm staying in the car. The wife brought the bucket in.
Are you having a good fall, debut to the fall?
Got a nice little slow week going on. I'm waiting for some parts to come in for a few customers for next week. We're playing a gig tomorrow night at Wild Country over in Piedmont. Then we're doing a quick birthday party on Sunday. And then the biggie is next Saturday. There's a motorcycle rodeo down there near Anderson.
Talk to you. You were headed down toward Anderson to do a gig. How'd that turn out?
We didn't go to Anderson for that. There was one at the Shriners. No. Oh, you're talking about Skippers. Oh, yeah. That was hot down there. But thankfully, we had a nice breeze come across the stage. Yeah, that was down there in Skippers by the lake, down by Greenwood.
Well, yeah. So you enjoyed it? Everything went okay? No issues?
Nope, they didn't even bust a string.
That's good when you don't break a string, huh?
Well, it ain't rock and roll until you break the E string.
As often?
From time to time. I get a little crazy doing bends, and, you know, you bend up like a step and a half or something like that, and ping, there it goes. Then you got to move down a whole octave and continue the solo.
Not dead in the water. You can improvise.
Oh, heck yeah. Plus, I always bring an extra guitar for backup. I have, it's a suitcase-looking thing, and, you set it up, you can put 3 guitars in it, and that's what I normally have.
You mean thongs, you go grab the next guitar?
Yep, shut off 1 battery pack, turn the next one on, throw the guitar on, I'm back up and running in like 2 minutes.
And then you have to go home and replace the E string?
I keep strings with me. I do it right there. Or I'll play the rest of the show with the backup. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you keep a spare, kind of like props. When I go to the airfield, I keep a spare, or 2 or 3.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you always got to have extra stuff. Oh, yeah. I have extra straps. I've got extra batteries, everything.
I hear people in the background.
No, Sally's getting back in the car. We're busting to move back to the house, or gonna go eat up chicken now.
Well, when I go to the airfield, I take extra props. Sometimes I get aggressive on landings. And sometimes a prop might go flying out through there.
Now, I keep, there's a little rubber thingy that snaps onto the microphone stand, and you put picks in it, and I have, you know, guitar picks hanging out, because I'll drop one once in a while, or one will flip out of my fingers or something, and then I'm like, uh-oh, and I just grab another one. You know, I have extra that, I got extra, you know, a sweat towel up on stage, and, extra, you know, just I gotta have extra stuff. I gotta have stuff, you know. That's what guys' prerogative. Gotta have stuff.
With Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Oh my gosh. Gotta go, guys. Go ahead there, Rusty.
Hey, Dave, I'm not sure. I think I heard Mr. Watson in there also, and I'm not sure who else is in there, but good afternoon to all of you. Go ahead, Dave.
Which one?
In there, he can pick it up.
Get more specific, Rusty.
Hey, Rusty. Yeah, there's two of us in here. I hope you're doing well, Rusty. Good to hear you on the radio. And, Dave, I guess you use your left hand on the neck of the guitar. Has it got calluses on those fingertips?
Oh, yeah. I don't use real heavy strings. I use 9 to 42. And, they're pretty easy to play on. But, your calluses definitely build up after a while.
Quick stuff in line here. I got to take a break while this guy can pull out any minute, and then I've got to be ready to go.
Okay, Dave. Well, anyway, I was going to ask you a question anyway, because I got a friend request from you on Facebook, and I wanted to make sure that was definitely you I was getting it from. So anyway, Mr. Dave, number two, you been playing anywhere recently or just been practicing?
Let's see, a couple of weeks ago we did the Shriners Club. We did Skippers in Greenwood, Skippers on the Lake. And now we're doing Wild Country over there in Piedmont. And then we're down in, it's near Anderson somewhere, some big bike rally or bike rodeo or something on the 20th.
That's good. Glad to hear you're getting out there and doing things. Is your primary job keeping you real busy this time?
Oh, I got a nice little break going on. It slowed down a little bit. I got a couple of parts and pieces on order for a couple of customers. One of them is a coil, and they're not in the house yet. They're doing some rebuilding in the house, so that's good there. And then a couple of little doodad things. But other than that, just staying steady.
Well, that good. That'll keep you out of trouble anyway. Or else get you into a whole heck of a lot of it. I don't know. And all, we've been over to Woodruff Road this afternoon. She had another appointment with her acupuncturist. And we just left Brewster's Ice Cream Place where we had their small waffle cone. They had them 2 for $8 right now instead of $5 a piece. So we decided to indulge in that. We've decided that's going to be supper tonight. We might have popcorn for dessert later.
Oh, man, that's my own heart. There you go. Yeah, we go to Brewster's from time to time, but we really like Dillard's or Andy's, one of those two.
This is running through the 14th, which is Sunday, I think. They're running their small, they say their small cones, which is the waffle cone with 2 scoops in it, 2 for $8. So that wasn't a bad deal. And, that ice cream we had today was wonderful.
You're killing me. I haven't had dinner yet. All right, Rusty, listen, I'm gonna let you go. We're almost at the house here. We will catch you later. WUTT, KB2HXS.
See you later, Dave. We'll talk to you later. WUTT, still mobile.
Get a 4DJW. And Rusty, yeah, that was me.
I got one, too.
But then, because I've gotten a couple of ones from people lately that what was strange was they're already on my friend list, and there's been a lot of that. People have been spoofing others, and I didn't have you on the list, but I want to make sure that was truly from you this time instead of somebody else. So anyway, trying to get out here on the road that goes down towards my house, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of traffic that wasn't here before.
Maneuvering through traffic. Yeah, and that same thing happened to me that you're talking about. And I had the same thing. Somebody made a duplicate of mine and even used my profile picture. And I asked, I wrote to them and asked them, is that okay? And they said, yep, perfectly fine if somebody does that. But anyway, yeah, that was me. And traffic over here in Greer, this is a bad time to get out and go. I just went out to pick up a prescription. And man, is it crowded out here at this time of the day?
Well, we were coming back. We came all the way back over on Regal Road from Greenville. We left, made the turn there off of Woodruff Road. And turned on whatever that bridge road was, actually becomes Reedville Road when they hit Spartanburg County. But we got down here closer to where we were going, and man, the traffic got heavy all of a sudden. So anyway, well, I just want to say hello to you and everything, and see how things are going. I hadn't talked to you in a while, and I'm about back home, and I get to get out and check the mailbox and see what else is going on. Anyway, you have a good one. Be careful going out there, and we'll talk to you later. 73W2T.
Enjoy the rest of the evening. Good talking to you. W2T, W4, DJW Mobile.